WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Living Color is a rock band with a vision. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of their debut album, Vivid.
It's a measure of the inherent racism of rock music discourse that the most immediately noteworthy observation I can make about Living Color is that this is a black rock band. That is to say, here are four black musicians making guitar-based hard rock music normally associated with white players. Living Color's music is influenced by the Rolling Stones as much as it is by Jimi Hendrix, by Led Zeppelin as much as by Sly and the Family Stone. At times, this leads the band to sound like little more than a variation on any number of other high decibel squawkers, as on this number, Funny Vibe. Even at its most superfluous, which I think that track is, Living Color is more interesting than other bands working in that genre, anyone from, say, Van Halen to Judas Priest. That's primarily because the band permits its music to reveal the influences of both black and white sources, just as the best rock music has always done. Living Color's lead guitarist is Vernon Reid, an accomplished player who spent a few years working with the avant-garde jazz drummer Ronald Shannon Jackson. Reid is also one of the founders of the Black Rock Coalition. The BRC is a group of musicians, writers, and music industry types who are dedicated to breaking down the stereotypes that keep black and white musicians separate and unequal on the record charts. With Living Color, Reid attempts to embody an ideal of what a rock band can be, one that plays for racially mixed audiences, that plays in a wide variety of styles, and whose lyrics deal with topical matters when the spirit moves them. All of these traits come together on Living Color's Open Letter to a Landlord.
Now you can tear a bridge. But you can't erase a memory. These houses may look worn down, but they have a value you can't see.
There's a sense in which Living Color's crusade for the democratization of rock and roll is fairly hopeless. I've been at music industry gatherings where Vernon Reid has confronted rock radio executives about their racist programming policies, and he was met with blank stares, if not outright hostility. The sort of stations that have played hard rock only for more than a decade now are not about to let black musicians back onto their stations, whether it's Living Color or Stevie Wonder. Their attitude boils down to, what do you think this is, the 60s, freeform radio? And stations that play so-called black music aren't any more encouraging. Because Living Color doesn't play doctrinaire funk or rap or do Whitney Houston-style ballads, it's frozen out of there, too.
The glamour boys swear they are deep. The glamour boys live off the ambition. The glamour boys have it all.
That's Glamour Boys, a Living Color song produced by Mick Jagger. Jagger is a fan of the band and would like to hear Living Color on the same stations that routinely play oldies by the Rolling Stones. Reviews of the Living Color album in the mainstream press have played up Jagger's role in getting the band signed to a major label, Epic Records. Vernon Reid has said, quote, "To whatever extent Jagger made it possible for us to get a record deal, we now have to prove ourselves on our own. To a large degree, that proof is obvious on this album."
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed Living Color's debut album, Vivid.
The cult of personality. I know your anger. I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cult of personality. Like Mussolini and Kennedy. I'm the cult of personality. The cult of personality, the cult of personality.
This is Fresh Air.